Good morning again, my friends. This is David Stahl from Beholding His Glory, and yes, you are listening to Pebbles of Truth again on WJCB Radio. Now, more this week as we continue looking at the one and only, there is no other vine, Jesus Christ, who is the only source of life if you are a believer. You know, the picture that Jesus paints in John 15, 1 through 8 gives of the vine, and who's Jesus, and the branches, that would be us, and it carries much truth that is of intended to impart to us an understanding of the real relationships that we are to have with Him. Now, we are to be saved. We are to be birthed from above. Verse 8 makes this crystal clear. Jesus says, "Herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit." Wow, so you shall be my disciples. If we want to be a disciple of Jesus, we cannot be a card-carrying denominational church member, but we must be fruitful or bear fruit that the Lord has produced in us. These unfruitful branches, churchgoers, you know, performance-based Christians, religious but lost people, according to verse 6, says, "Men shall gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burnt." And all of this happens not because these were bad folks, oh no, but because they are not abiding in the vine. They are abiding in other things, trying to please the husbandman or God. Now, most Christians think they're going to slip into heaven based, you know, not because they're a bad person or because of their good works. Well, I'm telling you, that is wrong. Verse 2 says, "Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away." The husbandman has set this into motion, and he is not going to change his mind. A critical point for the branches is to where to draw life from. It's not the world, it's not the church, it's not the denomination. Oh no, the place. You know, the place that God, the husbandman, has established for us, the branches, to draw life from is only the vine. No other place in the universe contributes life to the branches, only the vine. Let me say that again. No other place in the universe contributes life to the branches, only the vine. And remember, the branches, that would be us, does not contribute life to the vine. In other words, our relationship with Christ is one based upon God's grace. This is all about, yes, what Jesus has done, but more about who He is. Not about what He's done, but who He is. Now open up your spirit here, my friend. We are to abide life from out of His life and draw from His life to the complete disregard of ourselves. Let me say that again. This is so important. We are to abide in the vine, life from out of His life and draw from His life to the complete disregard of ourselves. To be able to do this, we first must understand that we have no ability, we have no life in us to produce fruit for the husbandman, or even life for our very existence. You know, one may ask, well, Brother Dave, how can we do that? Well, we do this not by keeping good works, you know, going to church every time the doors are open, giving our tithes and offering, feeding and clothing the poor, you know, helping the pastor out, praying four times a day, reading the Bible five times a day, or even thinking of ourselves worthy or unworthy, as most Christians think. But oh no, we abide in the vine and receive His life by faith in Him. Wow, we abide in the vine and receive His life by faith in Him. The same way that we are saved. Paul tells us to be saved or birthed from above, we must believe the gospel message, the good news, the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And we can see that in 1 Corinthians 15, 1 through 4. The gospel message, my friend, is the only message that has the power unto salvation, according to Romans 1, 16. Well, my friend, that is the nuts and bolts of salvation. But how we are saved is found in Ephesians 2 and 8. Paul writes, "For grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourself, it is the gift of God." Now, that is simple. But, you know, we don't have to work for a gift. No, we don't. A gift is something that is freely given. We've heard this all of our life, all the time in church. But do we truly recognize, well, what is being said and what it means to abide in Christ by faith? To do this, we must completely bypass our own worthiness, whether we think ourselves good or bad, to the complete disregard of ourselves. We take possession of Christ as the vine, our life. We have this on, nothing about ourselves, but is simply upon Christ's offer. Nothing more. It's Christ and Christ alone. It is because all is about His grace that we can abide in Him. I hope you are getting this, my friend. Most Christians today think because of all of the wrong teaching out there that we are saved by works. Nope. Working, doing, building for all the future, traveling, you name it, will never ever save us. But just belief in the promise found in Ephesians 2 and 8. And with our heartfelt confession, and that word confession there means that we agree with God, what He is saying about us is true. And what is God saying? He's saying in Romans 3:23, "For we all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." And to repent, we must repent. We must about face from our sin in our life. And if we do that, then we will be a believer. But if we do not do that, then we are still in our sin and lost. Maybe religious, but lost to a lake of fire for all of eternity. Jesus says, "Without me, you can do nothing." Wow, without me, you can do nothing. My friend, nothing means nothing. Do we really believe that? Do we really believe Him? If you look at John 15 and 5 in the Greek, you will find it reads, "Without me, you can be nothing." Not do nothing, but be nothing. Now, I really like that because that is more along the lines of what Jesus was saying. Did you get that, my friend? Not do nothing, but be nothing. Wow. Wow, wow. That was worth tuning in for today. This is such a critical, critical point. What is the branch without the vine? Well, that answer is pretty easy. The branch without the vine is dead. It's just dead. A branch without the vine can only wither away. It can only wither away. And that's all it can do. It will wither away and die. So true, this thought is truly a spiritual thought. Without the vine, Jesus Christ, we the branches will wither up spiritually and die. Yet most of the church tries living outside of the vine and get frustrated and even mad at the husband, God, when they begin to shrivel up and die. Being always is more important to God than doing. Let me say that again. Being is always more important to God than doing. God is so much more concerned about us becoming something in Him than what we can do for Him. Boy, that is such a critical point. I got to say that again. God is so much more concerned about us becoming something in Him than what we can do for Him. Service to God, too, has its importance, but not as important as becoming something in God. I would like to leave you all this week with this last thought and ask you to meditate and just pray about that. And this thought is this: God has never based His life of Christ upon us. Let me say that again. God has never based His life of Christ upon us. Wow. More next week as we continue to look at the vine. This has been David Stahl from Beholding His Glory, just trusting and hoping that you're getting this message. Believe it or not, most Christians have no clue about the vine. They have no clue about this relationship. But if we don't get this message, then we cannot be saved. He is the vine. We are the branches. God bless. We'll talk to you more next week about the one and only. There's no other vine. Amen.